The head of Britain's military has called for more extensive NATO attacks against forces loyal to Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi, and airstrikes continued throughout the weekend there. Meanwhile, the country's main opposition group, the Libyan Transitional National Council, says they've made some significant gains, specifically taking back the western port city of Misrata. But there are issues still facing them, most prominently at this point, financial. Joining us this morning is Dr. Ali Tarhouni, who recently left his position as a professor of economics at the University of Washington and is now the finance and oil minister of the Libyan Transitional National Council. It was almost 40 years, I understand, since you went back to Libya when you lost your citizenship there. That must have been an odd homecoming.
It definitely was interesting. I came back to a city that was in a war, and it was a little bit different. But I'm glad that I came back, and I'm glad that I'm trying to help out.
Well, Dr. Ali Tarhouni, you've been one of the voices from the Libyan Transitional Council that's been pretty honest about the state of the opposition at this point, the challenges that you have, the fact that you have so few really formally trained fighting men at this point, and about the financial situation. Can you kind of give us the state right now for the opposition at this point?
Well, the opposition actually is in a much better position today than let's say, even 3 or 4 weeks ago. And the fact of the matter is this has started as a peaceful revolt and was forced by Gaddafi to carry arms. And when Gaddafi fell in the liberated areas, there was a total vacuum. And it's, in many ways, it's actually remarkable that that the people were able to form this council and then form this provincial governments, and things are running to some extent smoothly. However, we are in dire need for just about everything: armament, training, finance, and only thing that I know for fact that Gaddafi days are number, and that's what keep most of us are going.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Dr. Ali Tarhouni, you are oil and finance minister for the Libyan Transitional National Council. Your colleague, the prime minister of the Transitional National Council, Mr. Jibril, spoke on a public radio broadcast on Friday and said that Gaddafi's days are numbered, but he was more specific. He said it's a matter of weeks before Gaddafi goes. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I completely agree with that. I think, you know, this is not a... you can make a very strong case to why is that. First, there is a lot of gains in the military, even though, again, we don't really have a well-trained army. We have people who are individuals, citizens who are carrying arms. But as you said in your program, Misrata is liberated, and that's really a very, very important key. There are a lot of gains also in the mountain areas. There are some signs of revolts in the major city of Tripoli. This is also a system that lost its legitimacy domestically, internationally, economically, cannot access any resources. So it's definitely a question of time, and it's definitely a question of weeks.
We're speaking with Dr. Ali Tarhouni, was a professor of economics at the University of Washington, now the finance and oil minister for the Libyan Transitional National Council. And in the past 15 minutes, we got word that a war crimes prosecutor asked the International Criminal Court to issue an arrest warrant for Muammar Gaddafi for crimes against humanity. Do you think that's, I'm assuming that's good news for you, but do you think that's largely a symbolic move?
It is definitely a good news, and you know, this is a thug, this is a killer that basically killed his people for 40 years, and I'm so glad that the international community finally is putting a stamp, a legitimate stamp, that he is a killer, and I think it's a very important moral victory for the Libyan people and for everybody who is believing in right versus wrong. Now, we're not really looking necessarily that he will be put on trial tomorrow or after tomorrow. but just the fact that he's branded as a killer and as a thug, I think that's definitely a moral boost to all of us.
Dr. Ali Tahrouni, are you affiliated with a particular tribe? Mr. Jibril, the prime minister, is a member of the Warfala tribe, and I'm wondering if there is sufficient diversity on the transitional national council to function as a working government.
Actually, I am. My last name, Tahrouni, which is, I think, the second largest tribe in Libya. And this is really a misnomer. This is more like Gaddafi's issue than actually a Libyan issue. He tried very hard to talk about East versus West. He talks about the tribes, again, that will splinter the country. But none of that has any ground in reality. It is a person who's basically dying, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to stay in power, even if that means splitting the country. But the fact of the matter is, I think that the TNC represent all of Libya, and it seems like the international community is recognizing that.
Well, back in March, you gave an interview in which you said that the opposition didn't have any liquidity problems, and you guys seemed to be doing okay. At that point, you were expecting more than $1 billion to be freed up by the government in the UK. So at this point, as I understand, that you've gotten to kind of dire straits, and you need pretty immediate influx of cash.
Correct. And part of it, I didn't realize the extent of that these sanctions, when the Security Council resolutions imposed sanctions on Libya, they didn't exempt us. So we're basically operating under the same sanction that Gaddafi does. Our assets are frozen. Our banking system is frozen. We cannot transact across borders, and that's really putting a lot of strain on us. The $1 billion that the British have that belongs to the Libyan people, so far they, for whatever reason, they're not willing to let us have access to. These are Libyan dinars that, again, belong to the Libyan community. So it's a little bit frustrating when people say that they believe in our cause and they recognize us and they are willing to do whatever it takes. But when it comes to an issue like providing the liquidity, there is a lot of reluctance, and people just don't realize that we're in a war.
That's Dr. Ali Tahrouni, formerly a professor at the University of Washington, now finance and oil minister for the Libyan Transitional National Council. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.